said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
You know, I'm really trying to wrap my head around where the Democrats get off thinking that they are above the law. I mean, everything that they do seems to defy court orders, SCOTUS rulings, judges' rulings on certain statewide aspects. I mean, every single thing they do, including General Milley, Biden himself, Kathy Hochul here in New York State, Governor Newsom in California. It's like everything the Democrats do, school boards in Democratic-run states, it's like they know they're never going to get in trouble. It's like they have this ring of nobody can touch me around them all. And it's really disturbing a lot of Americans. It's really forcing us to question our judicial system. They keep getting away with it. I don't understand why it's acceptable. And what I'm even more pissed off about is the fact that Republicans aren't standing up to them. Republicans just, they're not going up against the Democrats. They continue to let them literally get away with murder. And listen, we saw it in Afghanistan. They're letting them get away with treason. We saw it with General Milley. He, you know, went to China behind Trump's back and told China that don't worry, if Trump goes rogue, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to warn you. I mean, that's treason. Biden ends up killing 13 servicemen and women a couple weeks ago. No recourse, nothing. He then goes and offs the wrong ISIS criminal, who was really just an ISIS aide, a worker aide, and drone strikes the shit out of him and his entire family. And nothing. Nothing out of the media. School boards are running rogue, deciding what's best for our children. They're now distributing pornographic material, which I'm going to show you guys in a second. Their most recent heinous act of insanity. And they're getting away with it until an Ohio mayor actually put a stop to it last night. We'll show you that video. But that seems to be the theme right now with Democrats nationwide. No matter how tyrannical they get, no matter how blatantly in violation they are of both state and federal laws, they seem to get away with it. When are we going to hold them accountable? Well, actually, we are. There's a mayor in Ohio right now who actually showed up to a board meeting, yesterday. With concern over a curriculum. Apparently, the school board allowed for the distribution of pornographic material. The mayor had enough. I mean, he's like, this has got to stop. I'm sick of the school board running rogue. I'm sick of them hiding behind the teachers' unions. He showed up to the school board meeting and he warned them, if you do not resign over this issue, you are all going to be prosecuted. You're all going to be charged. Let's take a look at the video of the mayor threatening the school board.
Earl, members of the board, my name is Craig Schubert. I'm the mayor of this city. It has come to my attention your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. Either you choose to resign from this Board of Education or you will be charged. Thank you.
So let me explain what's going on here. So this Ohio mayor caught wind that the school board was actually distributing pornographic material. It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. Hudson Mayor Craig Schubert told the Hudson Board of Education during a meeting on Monday, which I showed you the video to. He spoke to a judge. She already confirmed it. And then he went to the school board meeting. He said, listen, I'm going to give you guys a simple choice. You either choose to resign from this Board of Education or you'll be charged, Schubert added, which was met obviously with cheers by the audience. So this is what's going on right now in schools across America. And for some reason, the school boards think they're invincible. They think they're just going to get away with it. We've seen it time and time again. I mean, lawsuits have been thrown at school boards. Judges have, you know, lawyers have thrown court case after these tyrannical teachers' unions, and nothing's being done by it. Nothing is ever being done by it. So the material that the mayor caught wind of, this pornographic material, included asking students to write a sex scene that you wouldn't show your mom. That was the homework assignment. Rewrite the sex scene from above into one that you'd let your mom read. So first, write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom. And then after they did that, they were asked to rewrite the sex scene from above into one that you'd let your mom read. And another prompt asking students to drink a beer and describe how it tastes, the Akron Beacon Journal reported out of Ohio. The material set off a firestorm from parents, including speakers who also attended the board meeting, and called the prompts disgusting and a form of grooming. I mean, you'd think the school district would go apeshit over this. Finding out that teachers are asking the students to write or draw a pornographic scene that you wouldn't show your mom. And then after that, being asked to rewrite the scene that you would show your mom. I mean, why are we asking kids to write porn? What's the point of this? This is treading on the border of pornography and sexual harassment to minors, to be fair and quite frank. So the Hudson City School Superintendent Phil Herman called the material inappropriate and offensive writing prompts. So what also blows my mind here is the superintendents are acting like they don't even know what's going on here. I mean, that's bullshit. Like, these superintendents have no idea what's going on in the classroom. I'm pretty sure they know exactly what's going on with their educators before it even happens. I can't imagine that a teacher decided to come up with, on their own cognitive, to just ask children to start writing pornographic material that they wouldn't show their mom. Like, the superintendent doesn't know what's going on here. That is BS. I'm calling BS on the whole thing. The district then immediately tries to cover their ass and says the district immediately determined this writing resource should not be in the hands of our students. It's important to note that at no time were any of these inappropriate writing prompts assigned as part of the class. I doubt that. I seriously doubt that. I really think these superintendents know. And when they get busted, when they get caught with their far left progressive, very radical left wing agenda, they then come out acting all surprised. Oh, look, we didn't know. We had no idea that this was going on in the classroom. How do you not know? But the mayor of Ohio does know. How does the mayor catch wind of this curriculum? For those of you who are just joining, an Ohio mayor warned school board at a meeting, resign or face charges over child pornography. Some teachers were in class asking children to write and draw a sexual scene that you wouldn't show your mom. Apparently, that's now acceptable in the classroom. So this mayor caught wind of it and he said, no freaking way. He went to a judge. The judge confirmed it. And he then went to the school board Monday night and said, you are all going to resign or I'm pressing charges. I am pressing charges, and rightly so. Marlene says the mayor did the right thing. Hopefully they all resigned. I don't know. See, this is where I get frustrated. I doubt they will resign. You know what they did? They put in a call to the superintendent who again claims, oh, I didn't know this was going on, when the press came to him and said, what the hell? What's this all about? When parents screamed and yelled at the teachers that got caught, what's going on here? And the superintendent said, oh, I don't know what's going on, which again, I think is total BS. So what's happened here is probably the Board of Education members have probably gone to the superintendent and said, don't worry. We'll get you out of this, as they do everything. And why? Why are they going to get him out of it? Probably because the teachers' unions, backed by Biden and the Democrats, backed by the far-left social radicals, who are allowing this disgusting form of indoctrination to continue in the school system, or at least the public school sector. So although the mayor did the right thing, it's insane that we're even sitting here hoping that they resign. No, the mayor made it very clear. Resign or you'll be charged. School board mem- So Dion has a very good comment here. School board members all over America have become psychopaths. It's all part of the larger plan by our education system to poison the minds of children in America. They have become psychopaths. And it's because they've been ring-fenced against our judicial system. Our judicial system here in America is corrupt beyond belief. Absolutely corrupt. It's disgusting what the Democrats are getting away with it. And nothing seems to amaze me anymore. Mary says not only should they resign, but charges should be brought. Why are they allowed to skip any criminal charges when others are prosecuted? It's a good point. Good question. Why are these school board members, why are these superintendents, why are these teachers allowed to skip any criminal charges when others are prosecuted, as they should be? No doubt these board members are fine, upstanding leaders and professionals in their community. Sickening. She's being sarcastic. Very sickening. So we'll see what happens, but it's just mind-blowing to me that this stuff continues to go on in the classroom. Mind-blowing, not surprising, but absolutely mind-blowing. So the recall happened yesterday in California. The recall happened, and obviously there's ballot discrepancies. I mean, first of all, it's ridiculous that 3 million less Republicans, 3 million less Republicans showed up to vote for Larry Elder than they did for Trump. During the 2020 election, 6 million Republicans showed up to vote for Donald Trump. Only 3 million showed up to vote for Larry Elder. I mean, Republicans, seriously, you got to get your head out of your ass and show up to the polls. And I don't want to hear, well, it's rigged, so what's the point? Well, that's a great way to guarantee we never win another election again. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend that there's nothing sketchy going on here. I know that mail-in ballots open up the opportunity for a whirlwind of fraud. I've been screaming that since day one. Even just a few weeks ago in California, the police busted a guy in his car who had 300 stolen ballots. And that's just one person. So yes, I know that fraud goes on. I mean, you'd have to be an absolute naive dumbass to think that these elections are 100% ironclad, rock solid, and that there's no fraud whatsoever. I get that. But we're talking a 3 million discrepancy here, or a 3 million difference in Republican voters turning up to vote for Trump versus Elder. 6 million showed up in California to vote for Trump. Where were these people yesterday? So that's the first issue I have. The second issue I have is that obviously with the mail-in ballots, you're going to have a margin of fraud going on. It's just going to happen. I suspected it. I'm sure you all suspected it. Well, guess what? There's discrepancies. Ballot discrepancies have been sweeping California recall election. Elder concedes. So Right Side Broadcasting reported these discrepancies. Exactly what's going on here? What kind of discrepancies did we see here? So obviously Newsom defeated recall efforts in an attempt to try to get rid of him yesterday in the California recall election. Shortly following Newsom's victory, Republican challenger Larry Elder did concede to the governor, telling the cheering crowd that we may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war. And I really hope so. I hope Republicans learn from this and they turn up next year. But we got to fix the mail-in ballot fraud crisis. According to election results, Elder far outperformed the other 46 candidates who opted to replace Newsom. Had the recall succeeded, Elder would have replaced Newsom as the governor. So where does the fraud come in? Well, we already know that the Torrance Police Department, along with the U.S. Postal Service and the Los Angeles County District Attorney, began investigating how a convicted felon just a few weeks ago had more than 300 mail-in ballots for the recall election in his vehicle. So there's one incident where we have a convicted felon actually stealing ballots. What he was going to do with those ballots, I have no idea. But the fact that he was busted with them leads me to believe that he wasn't the only person getting ready to steal ballots. In addition to that, further reports of ballot discrepancies were revealed in San Fernando Valley after residents went to El Camino Real Charter High School to vote. So residents are going to El Camino Real Charter High School to vote yesterday in San Fernando Valley. And they were shocked when they showed up because upon their arrival, they were told that the technological system marked they had already voted. So you have a lot of people showing up to the voting polls yesterday in California for the recall election, and their systems are saying it says you've already voted after having to fill out a provisional ballot, adding there were several more individuals who were told the same thing. So this is going on all over the place, and you better believe it's going to happen again in the primaries and again in the 2024 election. It's ridiculous that we're even allowing mail-in ballots to continue amongst all the voter fraud. So Donald Trump, in a statement released on Monday, criticized the use of mail-in ballots in California's election. Trump alleged that millions and millions of mail-in ballots will make this just another giant election scam, no different, but less blatant than the 2020 presidential election scam. Sean Clegg, a strategist for Governor Newsom, noted that there's no scenario where the governor would lose the recall. He said, I don't see a scenario where we're not talking about a victory for the governor and a complete rejection of this appalling partisan power grab. Okay, thanks, Craig. Yeah, I do see a situation where the governor could lose if it was fair, if there was no fraud. You know, even 300 ballots, even 15 people recording that the system is showing that they already showed up to vote when they didn't, is enough for me to say, you know what, throw the whole damn thing out, get rid of this mail-in voting nonsense, go back to showing up in one single freaking day to the polls and be done with it. Nobody screamed fraud when we had to show up to the polls with our ID. We didn't hear people crying about fraud before this whole mail-in ballot situation became such a debacle throughout the United States. We didn't hear about it because we trusted the polls. Yes, I know there's issues with Dominion, and a lot of people have very strong reason to believe that the Dominion voting machines are corrupt and rigged. That's a whole other can of worms that I don't even know how to tackle. But one step at a time, people, the easiest thing that we can do is just shut down mail-in ballot voting. Get rid of it. Completely get rid of it. And I'm glad to see that at least some states have decided to scrutinize election integrity and shut down mail-in voting in their Republican states. So I'll be very curious to see what happens over the next year as we get ready to lead up to the 2022 primaries and how Democratic governors and Republican governors decide to handle the situation as they either allow mail-in ballots or don't. So what do the American people have to say? Is it just me? Am I the only one who's extremely paranoid over the fact that mail-in ballots is causing so much fraud, so much corruption? Or are there more people in California who agree? Well, Mary says, we knew they would cheat. California voters who voted for him will get what they deserve when they keep a dishonest man such as this one. Vicky says, California can have him. They supposedly voted him to stay. And of course we know there would never, ever be any fraud. LOL. Obviously, Vicky's being sarcastic. Who in their right mind would even want to live there with their taxes, rules, crimes, and such? Well, I guess maybe the rich and elite, because they all live in their gated homes away from the BS and have their own personal protection they pay for. A very sad day for Californians. Kathy says, I heard 70% of the people who showed up to vote were told they already did. And this is only hearsay at this point. I haven't confirmed this, but 70%, wow. That's enough to definitely swing the vote. Fraudulently to Newsom. I mean, this is the thing. We don't know who to believe anymore. We don't know who to trust. 70%. I'd like to know where Kathy heard that, but my God, if that's true, then there's no way Newsom won that recall election. Estella says, a good friend of ours insisted his ID be checked, and when they did check his name in the main computer, the volunteers told him he already voted. So these are personal situations now where this is going on here in California. People are showing up, they're showing ID, and the system or the volunteers are saying, hey, listen, I'm sorry, but you already voted. That original vote was removed and he casted his vote. How many others did this happen to? We will never know. What a joke to not verify IDs. This is going to happen. It's going to happen again and again until we get to the bottom of it. But what's even more disturbing is that the liberal insanity out of California is going to continue, because we have a madman that the liberals voted to keep in. I mean, this is how freaking out of touch with reality California is right now, that they actually want this jackass to stay as their governor. They actually want somebody as tyrannical as Newsom. And this is the problem that we're facing here in New York State. So let's just assume for a second. Let's assume for a second that the voting situation yesterday was 100% integral. Let's just say there was absolutely no fraud whatsoever and Newsom did legitimately win. Let's just assume that. The more disturbing part than potential fraud is the fact that people actually want this guy. That most of Californians actually want Daddy Newsom to bend them over on a daily basis and control and rule over their lives, that they're actually okay with this. I mean, this is the insanity that we're actually seeing out of the liberals, and we're not just seeing it in California, we're seeing it in my own home state. And as if you didn't think things were going to get worse in New York, oh, they got worse. They got way worse. I almost wish we had Cuomo back at this time. And they did say, be careful what you wish for, because trust me, when we see Newsom or when we see Cuomo leave, what we get is going to be far, far worse. And yesterday, Kathy Hochul in New York State proved exactly that when she came out swinging with her first ridiculous and completely unnecessary mask mandate for two-year-olds. Kathy Hochul has come out and made it official that anyone as early as 2 years old is going to start wearing a mask. I mean, this is disgusting. This is ridiculous that we are now forcing daycares to put masks on these poor little kids. All day masked up in their own sweat, crawling on the ground. I mean, this is child abuse at this point. This is straight up child abuse. Anyone who doesn't fight this is condoning child abuse here in New York State. And we all need to start fighting this. Last year, if you guys remember, for those of you who live in New York State, last year, the health department tried for or the CDC tried for a half a second to mandate masks for two-year-olds. And there was such uproar. Parents just slammed daycares and said, no freaking way. We will pull our kids. You will lose all of your money. You will go broke. And I hope they do it again. The decision was reversed about a half a day later. I mean, it didn't even make a day before Cuomo actually said, hold on a second. We don't need to be doing that. And he overruled the CDC. Probably the only thing good Cuomo ever did. And to be honest, he probably did it grudgingly, knowing that he was up against some other stuff, and he probably got rid of it to please or make another matter go away. Probably the sexual allegations or the COVID nursing homes. We know there was a hidden agenda there. But nevertheless, Cuomo said, no, we're not doing that. Well, Kathy Hochul has bent over to who? You better believe it's the teachers' unions. Why would Kathy Hochul come up with such an outrageous mandate to two-year-olds when she knows it's going to piss off millions of parents across New York State? Who is that powerful that Kathy Hochul wouldn't care what parents across New York State have to say about anything? The teachers' unions, obviously. And you know it went something like this. Again, private daycares, private schools are deciding to say, you know what, we're not doing this crap. We're not doing the mask mandate. It's not happening. Daycares, nope, we're not putting masks on our children. The public school teachers probably got a hold of this. Some of them, not all of them, because there's a lot of good people out there. A lot of good public school teachers out there. But the mask Nazi teachers, the mask Nazi superintendents, the mask Nazi parents probably raised hell and said, hey, how come they don't have to wear it in daycare and my kids have to wear it in public schools? Or if we should be following the science, we should be following it across daycare as well. The science, and I'm putting that in quotes, because we know the whole thing is freaking BS. No science supports putting two-year-olds in masks. No science supports this. So Kathy Hochul has come out swinging yesterday with her first extremely far radical mask mandate to now force two-year-olds to be wearing masks. I mean, this is, if parents don't mass protest this, if they don't raise absolute hell against Kathy Hochul and her mandate for two-year-olds, then you might as well leave New York. Every one of us Republicans, every one of us conservatives may as well get the hell out of this state, just like they did in California. Just leave. Because there's no telling what the Democrats are going to do next. I mean, we're already scared to death of the potential COVID vaccine mandate that they're going to throw at our children years before clinical trials are even over, just because a corrupt FDA, which we know are rushing approvals through just to please Big Pharma and the CDC and the teachers' unions. So we're already nervous about that. Kathy Hochul coming out putting masks on two-year-olds is only confirming just how tyrannical she's willing to go. So New York Governor Kathy Hochul, the recently sworn in replacement for Cuomo, announced yesterday, a new mask mandate for kids in daycare. I mean, this is just, I just can't get my mind around how disgusting this is. In daycare and other facilities regulated by the state, the new mask mandate covers those two-year-olds and older in numerous state facilities, including state-regulated childcare, inpatient, outpatient substance abuse centers, and mental health care facilities. Hochul tweeted that her expanded mask mandate applies to all, regardless of an individual's vaccination status. The only exemption is for those who are medically unable to tolerate wearing a mask, which is also bullshit, because we know they don't care. We've seen airlines kick little two-year-olds off their flights who couldn't medically tolerate or who couldn't tolerate wearing a mask, and they've kicked these poor babies off the flights. So I don't believe that anybody's going to medically tolerate anything, because the airlines, the schools have proven time and time again that when push comes to shove, they're going to muzzle these little kids no matter what. or they're going to kick them out of school, or they're going to kick them off the flight. And we've seen it. So Hochul's come out. The Buffalo News has reported that Hochul said her executive actions related to COVID are the smart thing to do. I mean, this is what I don't understand about the liberals here in New York. How is this a smart thing to do? Why is it smart? I dare any of you who oppose or who are for this mandate, how are any of you, or how do any of you think this is the smart thing to do? What science are you following that you actually think masking a two-year-old is the smart thing to do? And they go on to, so the Buffalo News is reporting it's the smart thing to do and that they should continue to have mandates, adding this is not intended to be dictatorial. This is intended to save lives. BS. This is absolutely dictatorial, 100% dictatorial. We don't need to worry about two-year-olds infecting people. Okay, children aren't carriers of COVID. And if they are, there is basically no evidence whatsoever that they transmit to adults and that adults die from COVID because a child transmitted the disease. This is not following the science. This is 100% control. It's 100% fear mongering. And we know the hidden agenda. It's to hold these children hostage to the vaccine when they get ready to trade that mask or vax. It is absolute tyranny. But I'm not surprised that Erie County, Buffalo, New York would report that it's to save lives, because they're as little as you freaking get over there in Erie County. Just the same as Monroe County, one county next door to where I live here in upstate New York. It's disgusting, an absolutely disgusting display of tyranny, control. And I hope parents stand up, and I hope Republicans grow a pair and go after this very, very tyrannical and what many would deem to be child abuse. Guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to discuss how half America is angry over Biden's COVID vaccine mandate in the private sector. And we'll also discuss Beasley, Colt Beasley over in the Buffalo Bills has agreed to pay any away fan tickets, because now Erie County, Buffalo, New York is now requiring vaccinations for anybody who wants to go to a Buffalo Bill game starting September 25th. We'll get in all of that in just a second, so stay tuned. Don't go away.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer. You want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning into You Made It Political every single morning here on the East Coast at 10 a.m. We go live to Facebook, Rumble, and YouTube. So if you're on any of those platforms, check us out. We also post all the replays up on our website, as well as Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, and a host of other podcast platforms. All you got to do is search You Made It Political using your favorite search browser, preferably not Google, maybe DuckDuckGo, because we know that Google is just as blatantly blatantly tyrannical as the Democrats are being right now. And we know that they are. And I spent the first half of the show discussing the fact that every move that they make is just pure child abuse. It's complete tyranny. It's complete overreach. But they get away with it. They get away with it. And we just really have got to put our foot down. Kathy Hochul in New York State with her recent mask mandate is one of the most disgusting moves that I've seen any governor do. Leave it to my very own New York State to come out swinging with an executive order that just reeks of child abuse. She's now mandating that two-year-olds wear masks. So we know Republicans are pissed off with this whole thing, right? Republicans are furious with the way that Democrats are handling the country right now. They're furious with the constant tyranny that they continue to throw at Americans, whether it's mask mandates, lockdowns, COVID vaccine mandates. But is it just Republicans? It's not. And you guys will be surprised that actually half of Americans are actually tired, sick and tired of Biden's strict COVID orders. I mean, they're sick of it. It's not just Republicans, people. It's half of Americans out there. So a recent poll confirms that Americans are angry with Biden's strict COVID mandates. I mean, they're furious with it. They've had enough. They want nothing to do with it. They're sick of the lockdowns. They're sick of the mandates. They're sick of just everything that Biden is throwing their way. Let's break this article down for a minute and go through really just how upset Americans are. 48% actually said that Biden mandates go too far. 48%. 53% approve mandates for workplaces with 100 or more employees. So but what's interesting here, what's interesting to know is that 48% actually say that Biden mandates go too far. Roughly half of Americans disapprove of the push by President Biden to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for up to 100 million American workers. And nearly half of those questioned in a Quinnipiac University survey released yesterday, Wednesday, say the president's actions to combat the surge this summer in coronavirus pandemic cases due to highly infectious Delta variants are going too far. They're saying he's going too far now. But we know that. I mean, come on. Like I needed a freaking poll to tell me how far or that Biden's gone too far. By a 51% to 48% margin, a slight majority of Americans disapproved of the president's plans. In his most forceful comments to date, the president last week announced new wide-ranging federal COVID vaccine requirements for those working at companies with 100 or more employees. 48% of those surveyed says Biden's vaccine mandates go too far, with 10% saying they don't go far enough. Obviously, the commies in America. You're always going to have the commies here, just the far-left radical progressive communists. 10% say Biden's not going far enough. And nearly 4 in 10 saying they're about right. So only 40% think Biden's about right here. But asked specifically about mandating vaccines for workplaces with 100 or more employees, 53% approved and 46% disapproved. So this all has to do with Biden last week coming out with his vaccine mandate, and Quinnipiac University poll or a survey just came out and said, listen, half of Americans are not okay with this. It's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. Half of Americans really are getting sick of it. They're furious with it. They want nothing to do with it. And according to a lot of these comments here, it sounds about right. It does. It sounds about right in the sense that most of us, regardless of party, are just pissed off and furious. Before I get into these comments, I do want to bring up some of our comments here on my page. Thank you guys for dropping comments. I'll read a few of us. Ryan Sloan says, I knew there was a problem when my 8-year-old came home and told me Trump was the worst president we ever had. I had to give her a healthy dose of enlightenment. So Ryan, sorry, man. I mean, kids like this all over the country are coming home indoctrinated. You know, the liberal left are indoctrinating our kids in school. They're coming home being told certain things. And we as parents are like, wait, that's not true. Hold on a second. That is not true at all. So I'm not surprised, Ryan, that they've gotten to your daughter too, that your 8-year-old is now coming home saying Trump was the worst president ever. And now, what's worse? about this situation. The schools are tearing families apart. They're tearing parents and children apart. They're creating a divide between parents and children. It's awful. Because you got the school, you got us parents now telling our children one thing, trying to educate them on the real world situations, trying to educate them that critical race theory is not okay, that what Biden and the administration or the Democrats are doing is not okay, that mandates, lockdowns are unconstitutional, illegal. It's not okay. And then you have the teachers, or most of them, slamming Trump, slamming our Constitution, slamming the American flag. And our kids are coming home confused, trying to understand who to believe, or trying to figure out who's right, who's wrong. This is why politics should never, ever play any role whatsoever in the classroom. Because our children are coming home concerned and confused, not knowing who to believe, turning against their own parents. So it's happening all over America. Gina says, we are headed for a show your paper society, and it won't end well, regardless of your vaccination status. Claire says, I'm tired of people dying from a disease we have a vaccine for. If you don't want to deal with the restrictions anymore, wear a mask. Dumbest comment I've ever read. Dumbest comment, Claire. There's absolutely no evidence to support that wearing a mask works. None. Like, none whatsoever. Not even a little bit. Okay, none. Okay, so I'm sick of people asking others to wear a mask. Listen, most of the country's vaccinated, Claire. What are you freaking worried about? If people still have to wear a mask after 70% of the country is vaccinated, and even that, I think, is a stretch. I don't think it's actually more than 50%. But if you're vaccinated, why do you have to wear a mask? Why? If you're vaccinated and you're going to get it eventually, and you're still going to have issues, a mask's not going to do anything, and there's no proof that it's going to. So it's a ridiculous comment. Totally disagree with that. Karen Smith says, forceful. You mean lecture and dictating, fear-mongering, anger, that announcement? Exactly. This is exactly what this is. It's fear-mongering, it's forceful, and it's dictatorial at best. Justin said, yeah, but since Biden and the woke gang are converting the USA to a socialist country, polls no longer matter. Referring to the poll here where 48% of Americans disapprove of the vaccine mandate. They no longer care about the approval from Americans. It's do it or else now. Is this the country that we now live in? Do as I say, not as I do. I mean, do it or else. Show me your papers. Is this really what America has come to? When is it going to end? Because it just seems to go on and on and on. I mean, where is the freaking light at the end of the tunnel? We've been given one small win here in New York State. One small win a couple days ago, where a federal judge actually halted vaccine mandates for healthcare workers. September 27th is the deadline for all healthcare workers in New York State to be vaccinated. They've been railing by the thousands protesting it, both here in upstate New York and downstate. Finally, that got one judge's attention, who has actually now put a halt on the mandate and said, hold on a second. I need to really think about this for a minute and see if this is unconstitutional. Huge class action lawsuit has been thrown at the hospitals. Thousands of people have joined this lawsuit. And not only did the judge halt the mandate, but that judge also said, and by the way, anybody who had a religious exemption, that needs to be reinstated now immediately. Good. Maybe if we can win this here in New York State, just maybe we'll start winning in the schools as well. so we don't have to worry about our little ones being jabbed with an experiment that hasn't even been on the market for a year, that isn't even through clinical trials yet and won't be until 2023. So we finally got one little small win yesterday, but that one win is out of hundreds of tyrannical measures that have been put in place here in Democratic cities. I mean, you're not even safe down in Florida anymore. DeSantis is constantly fighting the government on restrictions or mandates that they're trying to force on Floridians. Thank God for people like DeSantis and Abbott and Nome over in South Dakota, who continue to fight and go up against the Biden administration when they come out with these ridiculous mandates. But it can't just be these three states, because in the grand scheme of things, if it's only three states fighting for our constitutional rights and our freedoms, ultimately we're going to get swallowed. We're going to get eaten alive here as the liberal left agenda grows and becomes so big that there's no stopping it anymore. We don't want that liberal blue wave to get so dominant to overtake our free states, because once that happens, we're screwed. You may as well move to a communist country at that point. You may as well pack your bags up and just head over to China. If we can't find a safe haven here in America, we as a country are doomed. So it can't just be Florida, Texas, South Dakota. It can't just be Republican governors or congressmen and women or senators fighting for our rights. It needs to be everybody in numbers by the millions. Because look what happened here in New York State. Thousands of protesters finally got the attention of these judges, and one judge had the balls to say, enough, I'm halting this mandate. I'm putting the brakes on it. We're not doing it. And by the way, you better reinstate religious exemptions, because that was totally unconstitutional to eliminate in the first place. So I'll be very curious to see what happens with our healthcare system and if we actually get rid of the medical tyranny by September 27th. So the healthcare sector isn't the only place where things are going haywire. The vaccine Nazis finally got to us here in upstate New York, and the Buffalo Bills have now announced another team joining the liberal left, joining their vaccine mandate that you have to have or been vaccinated or you're not allowed to come into the stadium. So starting September 25th, Buffalo Bills, my team, you won't be able to go to a game now unless you're vaccinated. So Beasley and Ferguson have come out swinging against that and said, you know what, this is, you know, as we know, Beasley is not vaccinated. He has absolutely no plans of becoming vaccinated whatsoever. And Beasley is now offering to buy away game tickets for unvaccinated fans. God damn, I love this guy. I mean, I loved him the second he came out and said, listen, you can fire me. I don't care. Fire me. I'm not getting vaccinated. He took a stand, and we need more people like Beasley and Ferguson to step up. On Tuesday afternoon, Erie County Executive Mark Polensars, health commissioner, mandated that you need to have at least one dose of the COVID vaccine in order to attend the game by September 25th. But by future games, you're going to need to have all doses. So according to RochesterFirst.com, Beasley and Ferguson are now offering to buy away game tickets for unvaccinated fans. So basically what they're saying is, listen, we know you're getting screwed here at home games. We know it's going to kill attendance. But anywhere that you can watch us play away that doesn't require vaccination to attend, I'm buying your ticket. What an awesome thing, dude. What a great thing for Beasley to do. I freaking love that he's doing it. With new vaccination rules set to take effect at both Highmark Stadium and the KeyBank Center, some people may no longer be able to attend the events until they're protected from COVID-19. You better believe there's going to be a huge drop in attendance. You know what's sad? What's really sad about this entire thing is that the Buffalo Bills were just starting to find their groove. I mean, look what they did last year. I mean, they're real Super Bowl contenders this year. And now we have this woke agenda now really screwing things up again. Can we just let the players play and focus and not be distracted by all this shit and this nonsense? We're going to destroy the Buffalo Bills season with the woke agenda of needing to be vaccinated. Now you got Beasley and Ferguson, their minds on the players where it should be. But now they're going to be busy spending their energy trying to help fans who aren't able to attend home games. This is definitely going to be a mindset issue and definitely going to put a mental block in their ability to just focus on the game. Because again, we now got to bring wokeism into my hometown, or my home team at least, over in Buffalo, New York. So on Tuesday afternoon, yesterday, or 2 days ago, Erie County Executive Mark Pulinsars, Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Bernstein, and Pagula Sports and Entertainment Executive Vice President Ron Rusuya announced new rules for people ages 12 and up. So we got new rules now, guys. These regulations are being put in place after numerous people were seen maskless inside the bathrooms and concourses during Sunday's Bill, or during the Bills Steelers game on Sunday. So here's the deal. Highmark Stadium guests must have at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccination by September 26th, while KeyBank Center guests must have it by September 25th. Guests at these venues must be fully vaccinated by October 31st. That means their last shot must have occurred at least 2 weeks before that date. So it's not just one dose. You need to be fully vaccinated by October 31st. By September 25th, you need to have at least one dose. That means their last shot must have occurred at least 2 weeks before the October 31st date. Anyone age 12 and under must wear a mask at all times. I mean, this is so freaking insane. These people are freaking nuts. They're nuts to think that a mask is going to do anything. They're nuts to think that being vaccinated is actually going to curb this pandemic. Listen, people are getting COVID whether they're vaccinated or not, whether you wear a mask or not. Even if tickets were already purchased, no exceptions. Well, that just sucks for seasonal ticket holders. I have friends who have spent tens of thousands of dollars on box seats for the season. A couple of Bill players have offered to buy tickets to go to away games for fans who aren't able to see the team at home. I think it's great. One Twitter user, Cole Beasley, who has been known for his stance that vaccination should be a choice, is offering now to buy tickets to away games. I think it's great. I think it's great that Cole Beasley and Ferguson are saying, hey, listen, we know you're getting screwed. We know you're totally, this just sucks for you guys. We know you bought tickets, season tickets, box tickets. Buffalo Bills isn't giving refunds. They're making everybody show proof of vaccination by September 25th. You need to have your final dose by October 31st, or it's game over for you this season. I won't be going to a single Bills game, obviously. I mean, I'm not vaccinated. It sucks. Totally sucks. But you know what's even more bizarre about this whole thing is if you're 12 and under, you can go. It's like, wait a second. If you're worried about these students being carriers, why are you letting them go in the first place? See, I don't understand the logic any of this. So you can only go if you're vaccinated, because we know COVID's such a real serious threat, and the only way to cure this disease is by being vaccinated, which we all know is total BS. But that's their story. That's what they're going to go with. Except if you're under 12, because we know under 12-year-olds can't get the vaccine yet, so they're allowed to come. But wait a second. I thought you're worried about 12 and under carrying this virus in schools. So if you're so worried, why are you allowing these kids to be in a packed stadium with 50, 60,000 people? So which one is it? Are we worried or are we not worried? Is this about politics or is this about science? It's just, the whole thing is very conflicting. And when you ask Democrats to actually think about this and to put on their logic hat instead of their fear-mongering hats, They can't. They look at you like a deer in freaking headlights. And this happened to me with an own family party. July 4th, my own family said, hey, listen, Aunt so-and-so is coming in from California. We got to respect her wishes. She wants only vaccinated people to be around. And I said, okay, fair enough. I'll respect it. You know, she's recovering from cancer. I get it. I'm not vaccinated. She doesn't want anybody to be around that's not vaccinated, although I think that's freaking insane and was very sad to hear as a family member. Now that's where we are as a family. I respected it. But then I said, but what about all the little kids? Are they allowed to go or they're not going to be able to go? And my aunt said, oh, no, they can go because they can't get vaccinated. I said, yeah, I get that. I get that they can't be vaccinated, but it doesn't negate the fact that they can still give our aunt coronavirus. Oh, well, I don't know. That's just the answer. Like deer in headlights. Yeah, anyway, we just kind of got to play the game here. Okay. Ridiculous. The whole thing. And these are the conversations that are being had in America right now. Families are being divided. Our country's being torn apart. Sports fans can't even go now and watch their favorite teams play because wokeism has taken over the NFL now, one city at a time. Did we learn nothing from the Olympics? Do we want to focus on being great again as a country? Profitable, successful. Or are we going to let politics dominate the private sector and completely destroy and kill any chance any of us have at pursuing the American dream? So personally, I'm fed up with the whole situation. Democrats continue to get away with treasonous act after treasonous act. We've seen it with General Milley. They get away with tyranny after tyranny after tyranny metric forced upon the American people. And quite frankly, I am just freaking fed up with the whole thing. I'm so disgusted by it. I've had enough. My family and I personally have no idea how much more we're going to be able to take of it here in New York State and ultimately the United States. I moved away for 15 years before I came back to America. And I'll tell you right now, we will leave again if I don't feel like this country is going to get its shit together in the next 5 seconds. Thank you guys so much for joining me here today at You Made It Political. We go live every single morning, 10 o'clock, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. We also post all of the replays to the website and a host of podcast platforms every morning, 10 a.m. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show, or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.